On this Tuesday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the weather forecast here in the Midwest for the rest of this week.
Well, what we're going to start to see developing here for the rest of this week and into the weekend is a pattern that is going to be, well, for the most part, a little bit cooler than average, and we're going to see shower and thunderstorm activity pick up. Now, it'll be widespread showers and thunderstorms is a more active pattern. It's likely going to be developing over the weekend and early next week, especially this weekend through, let's say, next Thursday and Friday. We're going to see showers and thunderstorms pretty much covering most of the central and eastern Corn Belt, but in some areas of the western Corn Belt as well, including Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all of those areas I just mentioned. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, they're likely heading anywhere between 2 to 4 inches of rain. Some pockets of rain could be heavier, especially in the southern and southwest areas of Corn Belt, Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana. Those areas look to be the wettest.
Yeah, so that'll happen after the weekend this week, into next week, or does it begin sooner than that?
It does begin this weekend. There's going to be a little bit of activity before this week is over, but this weekend and next week and that week after, it's going to be a pretty active pattern. We have the jet stream coming in out of western Canada through the northern high plains and dipping southeast into the Midwest. And that's going to keep shower and thunderstorm activity going. And that type of airflow is also going to bring temperatures relative to normal downward. So we're not looking at any really warm weather with the rains as well. So it's going to continue to be more often than not cool. And more often than not, getting wet again.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of places. That takes care of the Corn Belt, but I want to know about hard red winter wheat across the southern plains and into the Great Plains, and then the southeast as well.
Well, the southeast, let's start there first. Now, they have gotten more wet here over the last week. They needed some rain, and they've gotten some, and they're going to get some more. The southeastern United States looks like average temperatures and above average or at least average precipitation. So that trend where in the southeast that's been more wet will continue that way. In the hard winter wheat areas, we're looking at probably Kansas and Oklahoma as the wettest areas. Texas, not so much, but even those Texas areas are going to be getting into some shower and thunderstorm activity and cooler temperatures as well.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.